My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the ever-delightful star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. Elena, it's always great to talk to you. How are you?
Good. Did you have any money on the Super Bowl?
I did not, although I was relatively pleased at the outcome. I'm not a fan of either team, but I was pulling a little bit for the Giants.
Yeah, I had a bet on wardrobe malfunction, which never happened. So
a lot of people had that bet.
So anyway, what else is new in the news? Santorum, big victory this week.
Yeah,
a couple victories.
Big sweep out of three races. You went 3-for-3, and the only thing missing in all of those races were actual delegates on the line. So other than that, it was a big night for him. But looks like he's grabbed the momentum away from Newt a little bit. So that'll be interesting to watch going forward.
The more people in the race, the better, as far as comedy is concerned. So we're pulling for all of them.
You're hoping for the brokered convention, aren't you?
That would be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, not only a convention that actually mattered, but some real drama. That would be very good for me. Very good for you. Maybe good for the country. We'll see if that
Somebody
ever happens.
Somebody would have to pull out the rule book, I bet. I have no idea if anybody knows how to run one of those.
It's been a long time. But, a lot of different controversies this week. There was the big president's health care mandate over birth control and morning after pills and so forth that has been a huge issue of debate throughout the week. And then the president, kind of lost in the shuffle over that, has been his effort to help out those hit by the housing crisis, giving out $2,000 to people who already had their homes taken away from them. So I'm not real sure if that's going to help a lot, but
I don't know. Does that buy you a house in Las Vegas? I'm not sure.
Maybe. And there's some other provisions in there that might do a little bit more good. But the Capitol Steps, never afraid to take on the big, complicated story, and that's one of the many things we appreciate about you guys, Elena.
We have a song. We actually anticipated this. This is a song off one of our albums a couple albums ago. Maybe Liberal Shop of Horrors or
Obama Mia.
Obama Mia. Okay.
So here we go. At the little flash of John Denver in here.
Subprime mortgage holders were so happy. Subprime rates so low, they made you high. Though unemployed, they closed my deal real snappy. My son co-signed the loan, he's only 5. My mortgage broker said, I'll see you later. Then he went into hiding, yes, but where? He is the campaign spokesman for Ralph Nader. He figured not a soul would see him there. My subprime's in foreclosure, banks revile me. Is there someone who'll take care of me? Since I've no place to live, I'm hoping I'll be adopted by Angelina Jolie.
Ah, Elena Newport and the Capitol Steps will soon be explaining the derivatives market and other detailed Wall Street factors that led to the housing crisis.
Actually, we've updated that song. It used to be the best place to hang out was not be seen was in the campaign office of Ralph Nader, but now it's on the NBC primetime lineup. So that's where you would never be seen at all.
Yeah, I don't know that I could name you more than one or two shows, if that, on NBC anymore. But I guess that's a whole other story.
Well, we're working on our new album, and we're performing weekends at the Reagan Building and trying to keep up with these candidates.
Fantastic. Do you have a title of the new album you're allowed to release yet, or is that a secret?
We do not. Maybe we should open up our Facebook page for suggestions.
I think you just did.
Okay.
Elena, have a great time at the Reagan Building this weekend with your shows, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.